Badgers basketball on the team.
With us right now, the Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line. His team off to a 10-5 start, 1-0 in Southwestern League play after the win at Durango, 53-48. Isaac Madison joins us. Isaac, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fine. The question, I think the better question is, how are you doing? We had a text conversation yesterday, and you have COVID. My apologies. I'm sorry that you're dealing with that right now, but how are you feeling? And we know you're not going to coach tonight, but how are you feeling right now?
We're feeling all right. It's kind of a weird deal. Last week my wife and son were not feeling well Wednesday and Thursday, and we were going to Durango on Friday, and so just to be safe, coaches got tests just to make sure, you know, sitting in a bus for 5 hours on the way to Durango and sharing hotel rooms, we wanted to be safe and not steal any minutes from any of these kids, and mine came back positive, and so I did not get to make the trip Friday, and I've been kind of isolated at home, and we've been isolated at the house. My wife and I were both positive, and our 4-year-old son is not feeling well, but then our 10-year-old daughter is feeling fine, so she's been trying to hide out in the basement, and we've been trying to split up meals and do all those kinds of things, but we're feeling all right. It's just the world we're living in right now, I guess, and so we'll do the best we can with what we've got.
And that's why it's great to have a guy like Dan Schmalz, former Fruit of Monmouth girls coach. He's been on your staff for quite some time. You got a guy like Dan that has head coaching experience, and so you left your Tigers in very capable hands.
Yeah, we've got a great coaching staff, and we've been together for a really long time, and so there's a lot of consistency there, and the kids know what to expect, and I don't have any concerns there at all. Dan will do a great job. He did a great job on Friday. I feel bad because I'm kind of helpless. It's weird to have to sit and watch these games from the couch, but it's just kind of where we're at. And we don't want any of these high school kids who have a limited amount of games to end up missing games. And so this is just kind of the best situation as we're going forward.
How is it working with you and Dan right now in terms of communication and things that you want to get across to your players while you're obviously not able to do that personally?
Well, we talk a lot. We text a lot. We talk on the phone a lot. That's not an issue. And we still do and have for years and years and years. We do our own independent film watch and then kind of put together our own scout and what we think. And then we touch base during the week and make sure we're all on the same page. And so all of those things are still happening. I'm just not there to kind of put in the game plan. And so Dan is having to do that. But again, having been doing it for 10 years together, we kind of know what each other is going to be doing and expecting. And so I don't think there's any real drop off there. The biggest thing is to try to be consistent for the kids so that they don't think that, you know, dad's not there, so we get away with things. And I don't think that's the case at all. The kids have been focused and they're working real hard and they understand what's at stake and they're going to be ready to compete.
Tigers boys basketball coach Isaac Madison with us today on the Team Sports Network. And whether you're there on the bench, Isaac, or it's Dan running the show, getting the ball to Dylan Chapman, always a good recipe for a win for a Tigers basketball team. He scored 7 of his 18 points, game-high 18 points. That came in the fourth quarter, and that win at Durango, always a tough place to get a win, but Dylan was just clutch down the stretch in that one.
Yeah, Dylan did some great things down the stretch in that game. Had a couple of really important steals in the fourth quarter that kind of sealed the game and made some free throws right there at the end that kind of sealed the win. So, he's been playing really well as of late. He had a really big week last week in general. He had a bunch of points at Coleridge on Tuesday night as well, and that was a nip-and-tuck game as well. So it's good to be in these close games and to win them. Hopefully it proves worthwhile at getting into the league play.
Isaac Madison, coach of the Grand Junction boys basketball team with us. Obviously, you can't be on the bench tonight because of COVID, and it's got to be tough when it's a game like this. Anytime, you hate to miss any game, I know, Isaac, but when it's a Valley rival, crosstown rival, Central, this has got to be, what, your first game that you've missed as Tigers head coach against Central, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was thinking about that last night. In my 18 or 19 years at Junction, I don't know that I've missed any of these games. And so it's a strange situation to be in for sure. And I think it's hard on my family. they're trying to I mean, I'm sitting on the couch trying to watch this game, and it's weird because there's no sound, there's no announcing. Sometimes you can get a radio to sync up a little bit, but usually there's a delay between the two, and so they're all kind of off. And it's just different. It's not ideal, but it's the situation we're in, and so we'll make the best of it. Hopefully everybody will be back and able to get back later this week, and we'll get back to our regular routine. But it's been interesting, to say the least.
Central, they come in 4-7. John Sedan, who's gotten good performances from Braylon Scott. They've been their leading scorer at 9.7 points per game. Santana Martinez has been their leading rebounder. Eric Max has also been a really good clutch player for them as well. It's a basketball team that I tend to think is a little better than their record leads you to believe.
I would agree. I think they are better than their record. I think they're playing well. They've had a couple good weeks and played some good competition. Having Heritage come to play is a good thing. Heritage is a good quality team, and it's going to get a lot of wins over there. And then they played Coleridge, who we just saw last week, and played to just a couple-point game. And so I think they're better than their record would indicate. I think that the Scott kid is playing well. I think that, they've got a bunch of the Max kid, and they're all kind of playing well together, and they've kind of found themselves. They've improved a lot offensively. They throw a couple different things at you defensively, and so you got to make sure you're paying attention and adjust and be in the right spots at the right time. And so it'll be a good test and good matchup for our guys.
Tigers head coach Isaac Madison joining us on the Jim Davis Show. You've won 7 of your last 8, and a lot of that is credited to maybe ramping down some perimeter defense. The last 4 or 5 games, teams have not shot very well from beyond the arc, whereas some of your early season losses, that's kind of what other teams were able to find success with. Central, very good from the perimeter. How are you and Coach Smalls kind of approaching like the Max and the Scots and the Serranos and the Reddings and their perimeter shooting tonight?
We're going to have to chase some kids off the line. It's obviously going to be problematic if we don't contest on the perimeter. We want to make teams take tough contested twos, and then we want to rebound like crazy. Teams are going to make some threes. That's just part of the game we see now. So we've just got to make sure that we're consistent on the defensive end and make them really work for everything.
Isaac Madison coached the Grand Junction boys basketball team. Will have full court coverage, both Fertile Monument teams hosting Montrose tonight. Likewise, the Tigers hosting Central. Our coverage starts with our pregame at 5. Girls tip at 5:30. The boys at 7 o'clock tonight. And Isaac, I hope you and your family have a speedy recovery. Hope you're back on the bench soon. I know your Tiger basketball team hopes you get back soon.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.